Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Psachim Daf Yud Aleph. Let's learn the Rambam based on the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, where the Mishnah brings the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, what the halacha is, when you have to stop eating chametz and when you have to burn the chametz. So if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam brings the Din Do'Oraisa that it's Asher to eat chametz on the 14th day of Nisan from Chatzos and on, which is the beginning of the 7th hour, and whoever eats at that time gets Malkus min HaTorah. There's an Isser Do'Oraisa to eat chametz at that time. Then in Halacha Tes, the Rambam says that the Chachamim asked you to eat chametz already from the beginning of the 6th hour, in order that you shouldn't get mixed up between the 6th and the 7th hours. And then, from the beginning of the 6th hour, the chametz becomes asur ba'achila, and becomes asur ba'hana'ah as well, midivrei soifrim. The rest of the day, from the 7th hour and on, it's asur min ha'Torah. Then the Rambam says, Shah chamishis, an hour before that, ein oichlim b'chametz, gzeiro mishum yem ha'ma'onon, shamayita ben chamishis l'shishis. Chazal added an extra hour, this is like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. There's another hour added on, even the 5th hour you can't eat, because there may be a cloudy day, you'll get mixed up between the 5th hour and the 6th hour. Then the Rambam says, "Ve'enei aser b'hana b'shal chamishas." During the 5th hour, there's no iser hana. L'fichach, teilum b'tshuma v'lechem toida v'chiyetza b'hen mechametz shu kodesh lo'ichlin v'lo'sarfin ashtagia shashishas v'sarfin akol. The Rambam says, therefore, when it says teilum b'shal chamishas, you know what it's going on? Tshuma and lechem toida, which are chametz of kodesh. You can't eat them, you can't burn them, until the 6th hour arrives, and then you can burn everything. Rambam does not learn the Mishnah like Rashi. Rashi says that when it says in the Mishnah, Toilin Kol Chamesh, what does that mean? You're not allowed to eat it during the 5th hour, because you may get mixed up between the 5th hour all the way to the 7th hour, but you don't have to burn it, Rashi says. You can feed it to your animals. During the 6th hour, it's asr b'hana, even midir rabbanon. The Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi that the 5th hour, the toilin of the 5th hour, means that you don't have to burn it. Rather, you're not allowed to burn it. So therefore, he's mukim the Mishnah that is talking about truma and kachim. Now, if you look in the Briska Rav, in Chidusha Meron Mizalevi, he says the only reason why the Rambam would say that there's an iser to burn chametz of kodesh is because there's an iser to ma'abir kachim. That's mutar ba'achila. But the question is, if it's asur ba'achila already from the 5th hour, why is it asur to burn? Just because it's mutar ba'hana, that shouldn't be a reason why you shouldn't be allowed to burn it. The iser sreifa of lachmei toida is not totally in iser hana, it's totally in achila. If it's mutar to eat, you're not allowed to burn. If it's asur to eat, just because it's mutar b'hana, Briska says, I don't understand why that should be a reason that you should not be allowed to burn it. So he explains that be'emes ikur isura de chametz b'hachetza gam le'inyin achilo maschil rak misha ashishis b'lvad. He says a chiddush that the isur chametz in the chetza, even le'inyin achilo, only begins by the 6th hour. Meaning, even though practically you're not allowed to eat the chametz from the 5th hour, but that's not called an iser chametz b'hachefza. Why? He says like this. He says, Chazal asked you to eat in the 5th hour only because, like the Gemara says, gzeri mishum yem hama'onin. But that's not an ikr iser chametz. That's not an iser chefza. And he says, I have a raya from the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he brings down the iser, he divides it up. First he says, the Chazal asked you to eat chametz m'tchila shah shishis in order that you shouldn't be yigav iser teira. And that's atu the iser to iraisa of eating misha shviyas. And then he says, Sha chamishis ein eichlum b'chametz gzeirah mishom yemam onen shama yita ben chamishis l'shishis. Clearly dividing the iser of eating sha chamishis from the iser of eating sha shishis. And a bigger raya is the next Rambam. The Rambam halacha yud says as follows, Hala madita shamotu lechel chametz b'yem rabo asr atzayv sha revias. Person is permitted to eat chametz on the 14th day of Nisan until the end of the 4th hour. You're not allowed to eat in the 5th hour, but you're allowed to have anah. If you eat during the sixth hour, you get makas mardus. And then you get malchus. So eating from the seventh hour on is doiraisa. Eating from the sixth hour on is makin oisay makas mardus. But from the fifth hour, it's just don't eat. Brisker Rav's medayik. Why, when you eat during the sixth hour, do you get makas mardus and not during the fifth hour? Says the Brisker Rav, al karchach, it's two separate dinim. Eating during the sixth hour, that's the gzer of Chazal. There's an isur chetz of chametz midrabanan that will gozer atusha shvius. However, somebody who eats chametz during the fifth hour, that's not the isur chetz of the Chazal masakin, a real isur chametz because of the seventh hour. Rather, that's an added precaution that a person shouldn't eat chametz during the fifth hour because of the yemam onen, and that is not going to be considered a real isur achila, which would permit you to burn kachim. That's why the Rambam says that our Mishnah, which says toilin, that you can't eat and you can't burn, is talking about chametz of truma and chametz of kachim. And even though you can't eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it, because it's not a real isur achila. Rather, it's only gzera atu yema ma'unin. It doesn't have the isur chetza of chametz, and therefore it's usher to burn mishum ibur kachim. Have a wonderful day.